Most gracious and loving God, what a beautiful hymn we just sang. And the words of a thousand charms call us. And made us think about who you are and the great gift that you have given us in your Son, Jesus, and the joy of being in the midst of the Holy Spirit. So may we just celebrate today. If nothing else, may we celebrate who you are and who we are. We thank you. And in that celebration, we ask that you open our hearts and you open our minds and you just open us completely to new ideas and new truths and new things that we've never imagined before, because you have something for us. We thank you for this church, our United Methodist Church in Whitesburg, United Methodist Church. We thank you for the love that this family shares. We thank you for the concerns. You have heard our concerns as we've lifted up names this morning. We pray especially for as he goes through these tests and this series of conversations with doctors that might help him to find a path to feeling better. We pray for as Greg continues to recover from surgery and as they travel far away from home, may they find joy and may they find rest. And may they be recreated as they are there, as they come back to us. You know those names that we hold in our hearts, and you know that we are aware that we cannot make it without you, that you are our strength. And so we lift these names up and all those that we hold in our hearts, and we give them to you. Every situation, we give it to you. And we live in complete hope and complete assurance that you will take care of it. So thank you. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the privilege of lifting these names up in prayer. God, we pray that you would continue to bless us. That you would make this church the church that you would have it to be on this little hill here in Whitesburg. We don't always know the way, but we know that you do. So help us to listen. Thank you for all the leadership of this church. I thank you for all those who are willing to recognize the gifts that you have given and to use those gifts as we work together to be the church you want us to be. And I thank you especially for those people who are new to our church family, who we just celebrate and with such joy welcome into our arms. May they feel your love. May they know you through us, and may we know you through them. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. You taught us so long ago to pray this prayer. We've been praying it for forever, since we were children. But may we pray it this time like we've never prayed it before. May we hear it. May it be a part of us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.